This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Oh, we are laughing behind the scenes here at Brighteon.tv because Hunter, it was like, I see Michelle, it must be Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time is when my show Everything Home is on. Instead of, I'm guest hosting today for Bishop Leon Benjamin because he is hot on the campaign trail. So let me do my intro for you, but I thought I would, for those of you tuned in are like, what's going on? You're like, is it Friday already? I thought yesterday was Sunday. So it is Monday, February 6th, and it's been 90 days since the most fraudulent, corrupt, rigged, mismanaged, incompetent, deceitful, chaotic, tyrannical, malfeasance, maladministration, disenfranchising, and voter suppression election our country has ever had, and the worst being right here. Mayor, Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. That's why my flag is upside down, everybody. And I need all of you to jump on board so we can turn it right side up. Of course, as we now know, it was an administrative insurrection, and they stole your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote, destroying our republic. And again, Leon Benjamin's out there trying to go ahead and rectify some of the situation. He's on the campaign trail. You have until February 21st to vote for him because, you know, we have election season. Now, God forbid it should be one day. Again, one day, one vote, in person, blue ballpoint pen, no more machines. The only way you can get your country back. If you listen to our episode, we just had episode 452 last week. I'm not even watching the clock. That'll explain a lot, and we're going to replay it tomorrow. So my good friend and special guest today is Representative Liz Harris from the Anarchy, Arizona. That's right here in Anarchy, Arizona, my state here. She's my representative here. So she's going to come on. We're going to talk Arizona. But most importantly, she's going to fill you what's going on in the country and what you can do to take the country back now before it's too late because it's teetering right there. So we don't have that much time. There's lots of stuff here happening in Arizona. But keep in mind, everything that happens here happens everywhere. You're just not paying attention. That's good. We'll be right back after the break.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
The Cali Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Cali Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Cali Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Cali Key. The Cali Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at CaliKey.com with free shipping.
That is our show, Jesus Rocks. For those of you who have seen it on my show, Everything Home, which is on Fridays, here on Brighteon.tv at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'm only going to talk in Eastern time today. Otherwise, it gets confusing. Jesus Rocks is also on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. And Lucy DeGrazia does an amazing job of connecting current events and real history. Because keep in mind, everything that you've been told is a lie, a big fat lie. Usually it's just the opposite. So, yeah, and she connects that with the truth of God. It is truly brilliant. And I encourage you to go ahead and watch it. It's Wednesdays. We actually do it Wednesdays live at 1 p.m. Eastern time, but we are taking a little bit of a break. And you know why? It's because when I went through all these old episodes and tried to organize them, because we had 23 that we had done since we started in July. And I was organizing, plus I did a bunch of episodes that her and I did on our talk radio show prior to that, and then her coming on my Brighteon show, which is Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern time here on Brighteon.tv. And I said, you know what, there's so much information here and content that as I was listening to episodes over and over from like even the beginning or the middle, what made more sense is what's going on current event-wise. So I said, let's just pause on providing new content and seriously push out the older stuff. Because it's not even older. It's timeless. It's evergreen. It's ageless because it will explain what's going on in government. It'll explain what's going on in the churches. It'll explain what's going on moving forward. You want to talk Great Reset, all that fun stuff? You want to talk demons and satanic symbols? I mean, it is loaded with all kinds of information. And of course, she wraps it all in and plays the guitar and sings some praise and does worship too. So it is actually a true Bible study with scripture and things like that. So you can go to JesusRocksLive.com, JesusRocksLive.com, and that where's all the information. But the most important thing you can do, if you want to help me turn that flag upside down, you want to actually save your personal freedoms, your financial freedoms, your professional freedoms, your country, and most importantly, your soul, come join us on the Save My Freedom movement. I'm going to get my very expensive sign here. This thing is so expensive, right? But it serves the purpose, right? So I want you to go to savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. That is our Substack that I combined with a website, basically. And it has all kinds of headers on the top. So all the different websites we have, I put them all up there. Thank you very much, Hunter. So if you want to find us on Rumble there, the live streaming platforms, our social media, all the Arizona election shows, election fraud shows that I've done is there. The Jesus Rock shows are there. The Take Action menu, which gives you all the resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is there. So I encourage you to do that. There's a free version, which you could start with that, and then the upgraded stuff. It's only $10. And it's really all about bringing together the resources and the take action items to do all those very things and to bring together the people that are on the same page, the grassroots, the patriots, because I want you guys to know who each other is. I want you to start working together. I want you to start supporting each other. I want you to start buying and selling from each other, because you can't keep supporting the demons and financially giving them more money, because then they become more emboldened. And all they do is they cut you off at the knees, and they censor you, and then they fire you from your jobs, or they give you fake mandates about some sort of non-vaccine bioweapon that you have to take. So in order for us to not be slaves and to leave the system that way, you just have to disable people by the money, right? Don't give money to the GOP, the RNC. At this point, I'd be very suspicious on which candidates, like I said, you have to, before you give somebody money, unless you're buying a product or service, you have to be so in depth with them that you're ready to marry them. Other than that, it is literally just a waste of your time. So go to SaveMyFreedom.us. Come join us in this. And we'll talk about it more in the second half, because Liz has to go. So my guest today is a good friend, and she is an Arizona state representative here in Arizona. She's LD13. That's legislative district. You know, we only like to abbreviate here in Arizona, especially when we're talking LD, PC, MCRC, AZGOP, and all that fun stuff. So Liz Harris is down at the Capitol. She's on location, everybody. She's reporting live on location from the Capitol, the demonic center of Phoenix, Arizona, Mayor of Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. So, Hunter, bring on my good friend, Liz Harris, would you please? Hi, Liz.
Hi. Good morning, Michelle.
So we're laughing because we were just on a conference call this morning. Liz does an amazing show that is, or not a show, it's a call for patriots in the morning, 6:30 to 7:30. 6 days a week, which I don't know how she does it, because she's actually ready before she turns on the camera for the Zoom. So she's down at the Capitol. It's a little bit noisy because I guess Monday is Landscape Day. Landscape Day. Your hard tax dollars at work, being taken care of, the lawns being groomed, the budget, the bloated budget, sounds like they're trying to pass it today, wasting your money. So can you do a split screen for us, Hunter? There you go. There's my girl. So Liz, tell us what's going on in Arizona. What is on your mind today? I mean, I kind of know where she's going to go with this, so I'll let her run for a little bit.
All right. I really think they put the landscapers right below my window to create the noise interference. Now that's conspiracy theory. Okay. So the Senate in Arizona, the Senate has already voted on the budget. And the budget, I would say it's a moderate budget. It's not a conservative budget, and it's not giving Governor Katie Hobbs everything she wants. And now it's time for the House to vote on the budget. My position is that there is virtually no talk about election integrity, about one day, one vote. Yes, of the 1,000+ bills we have a couple dozen, probably less than a couple dozen bills that actually hit on election integrity. Only, I think, two or three of ours hits on one day, one vote, smaller precincts, hand counts, reducing the mail-in ballot to absentee for the military, to disabled, the people who can't vote in person because they have an essential occupation, et cetera. There's no talk in these halls about that. All the focus is on the budget. So I may take a stand today, and I am taking a stand today. I don't know who's going to try to talk me off the ledge, but I'm really disappointed, because if we look at Arizona's inflation right now, we're between 9 and 12%, depending on who you talk to. The national average is 6%. Would we be experiencing this inflation right now if it weren't for the 2020 election? The answer is no. And then I want to take us a step further. Just on a national basis, I don't know if it's true, Michelle, but did you hear that Hellman's mayonnaise is shutting down due to the chicken and the egg crisis? Have you heard about that?
No, I have not. I was actually spent most of the weekend on the phone with Leo D'Onofrio. I missed any current events. Yeah.
I don't mean to equate the eggs and the budget, but they are related. I mean, right now we have a national egg crisis, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, bringing it back to Arizona, something has to be done in Arizona. The entire world is watching Arizona now. And, you know, I'm being told, hey, the entire world is watching Arizona because the Super Bowl's here this Sunday. No, the entire world is watching Arizona on many fronts. And one of those includes elections. And I do not feel that the majority of my peers, again, we got 47 Republicans between House and Senate. We hold a one-person majority in the Arizona Senate, a one-person majority in the Arizona House. And I just cannot reiterate, nothing is going to get done with one day, one vote. Nothing is going to get done with the mail-in ballot. Nothing is going to get done with the machines unless all 47 of us Republicans stand in solidarity, and it's not happening.
Say that again. Say it's not happening. Say that again.
It's not happening, but the landscaper left.
Just in time, just in time. So I want that to resonate with everybody in the country. So what Liz and a lot of other grassroots have been working on for almost 2 years is to get a bill passed called One Day, One Vote. You would think no machines, simple, right? The back to normal, the basics, so you can eliminate the fraud and all the other shenanigans that go along with the machines and the rest of the process. And she said we have a one-seat majority in the House and the Senate, meaning the Republicans. Well, I don't want to call them Republicans because they're not. Remember, if you have an R next to your name, it means you're a rhino until you prove to me you're not. End of story. That's nationwide, not just here. So they don't want to change the system. And this is not just here. This is everywhere in the country, because if they wanted to change it, it would have already happened. So they are preventing this bill or bills like it to get to the next level, because remember, the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes, and the people that are in charge don't want to lose control of the outcomes. Simple. It's simple. So it's happening right now, here again. Is there anything that you want people to do? And I want people nationwide to do this, because why not, right? It doesn't matter if you live in Arizona. This is you can focus on one state, you get to kind of go through the next of them, but it's a power of emails and a power of phone calls. So, what do you want them to do about the budget? Let's give them a take action item if they're paying attention and they want to save the republic.
Okay, no election integrity, no budget. That's simple. If you can't correct the elections, if you can't correct the election methodology here in Arizona, no budget. That's my statement. So they don't want, I'm going to let you know, there's like this unwritten rule that they don't want you getting on social media and, you know, they say, oh, the freshmen are going to do this. They don't want you getting on social media and blasting anyone. So I'm not going to blast anyone. I'm going to say, if we do not have election integrity, if we do not change the methodology, I do not want to sign off on a budget, period. And trust me, this didn't just come to me overnight. This has been building up. I think, Michelle, I've discussed with you. So in Arizona, it works differently in every state, but in Arizona, you have a certain date to get your bills in. And then you have in Arizona, you have a 7-bill limit from that point forward. So I have had stuff submitted for over a month now. And I feel like I'm being stonewalled. And I'm like, where is the amendment? Where is bill number 4 of the package I submitted? It was written. It was already written perfectly. All you needed to do is format it. Where is that bill? Why do I not have it? And I honestly believe I'm being stonewalled by legislators who do not believe or they're complicit that there's anything wrong with the Arizona elections. That's it.
I know that you have to give them the benefit of the doubt, so I will take the other stand. No, they know there's fraud. There's nobody on this planet that doesn't know there's fraud, because there's so much of it at so many different levels. And these guys are in the system. So they know that there's fraud, or if for some smidgen of a reason that they have been an oblivious for the past 2 years, plus they're actually in office now, it's because they are a part of it. And they have been told, don't say anything. As in multiple emails that I've seen when we were doing the Ban the Machines campaign, and we were talking about hand counts. And some people, I'm going to look it up because I want to call her out now because I can. I'll have to look it up and I'll have it ready for you on Friday. And she was a head of some association of Republican something or other. And her response was, when we were talking about the ban the machines, was this: stop. Just stop. Basically, you're not following the rules. You're supposed to stay in line. You're coloring outside of the lines. This is not what we do. We take orders. We follow instructions. So they all know, Liz. They all know. And they don't want to do, they don't want to make any changes. But the leverage you guys have is the budget. And I think it's great that you're going to take a stand. And I wish that the 30 other House Republicans had a pair of Canucks the size of Liz Harris's, in addition to, I don't know how many senators you have over there? Do we have? I should know this.
We have a total of 30, 16 Republican, 14 Democrat.
And we use the word Republican loosely. It's just it's a label, people. It's a label.
All right. So that's how you get to the 47 number, 31 in the House, 16 in the Senate.
Yeah. So I encourage, this is what I'm going to ask. I want people all over the country to go. And I think it's AZ Ledge. We weren't prepared for this because I didn't even think about putting something together that's a little bit more organized for you guys. Call them up. Shoot them an email. Go to azledge.gov, I think it is. Liz will tell you here. And tell them that you want them to stand with Liz Harris. And no, she says election integrity. I say election fraud prevention. So pick either one and say, or no budget. And tell them that they need to stand. And it doesn't matter what state you're in at this point. Let's get some phone calls. Let's get some emails rocking and rolling for these people. Because then we'll help you in your states. Because it's a nationwide issue. It's not just Arizona. We just happen to be the focal point because apparently they only care about Super Bowl because it's on Sunday.
Right. So it's not just a stand with Liz Harris. It's stand with the people of the United States of America throughout, no matter what state you're from. Because if Arizona, all right, so I'll just put it a different way. Katie Hobbs is not my governor. Just, yeah. You know, she's not my governor.
She didn't win.
And if Carrie Lake were here right now, I'm going to tell you, the election integrity bills, they would pass, they'd be signed into law. We'd get a lot of lawsuits filed by the Democrats in that 90-day waiting period, but still, it would be done. Everything would be happening right now. So I did not think they would have the gonads to actually steal it from Carrie Lake. I did, like, when you looked at her crowd sizes and you looked at the enthusiasm behind her, I did not think they could do this, and they did it. And now they have completely handcuffed me, which is why I put out my original statement. If we do not have a new election, I'm not going to vote on anything. I got down here and they're like, hey, Liz, you don't have the option to not vote on anything. In committee, you can vote yes, no, present. But when you're on the floor, it's either you don't show up for the vote or it's yes or no. And if you don't show up for the vote here in Arizona, they can send DPS to your house to bring you here to the floor. That's the way it works in Arizona. So anyway, I wanted to vote yes on the budget. I really did. But, and you know, they're going to come after me and they're going to be like, but Liz, you told us you were going to be a yes vote. Well, enough things hit me over the weekend, enough things. I'm just intaking a lot of information. And right now, if we can't get election integrity, if we can do a press release on the fentanyl crisis crossing the border and how it's killing people, we can also do a press release on election integrity or no fraud prevention, because that if elections were fair and honest, that border would be shut down either by President Donald Trump or Governor Carrie Lake. But we can't let people who want to shut the border down win their elections. That's the bottom line. It's that simple.
And let me help the audience here a little bit. The reason why the border is open, okay, is not because they need voters. They don't even need you to go to the polls at this point. And it's not because they need workers to pick the berries, like Nancy said. And it's not because they want to get the fentanyl in, because what drug dealer wants to actually eliminate his client? You want a repeat client. You know, it's like residual income. They want it because they need inventory, and the inventory is the children, because what the children they do is they do the human trafficking, they do the sex slave trafficking, they do the child sacrifice. And I know you don't want to hear it this early in the morning, but until you start actually talking about it and realizing it and accepting it, they eat the children, they drink the blood, they have the adrenochrome, they harvest the organs, and they rape the children, and they have pedophiles. They call them MAPS now. Minor attracted persons. And it's a huge operation. It is nationwide. CPS here in Arizona is one of the worst that's part of it. You've got politicians a part of it, groups, private equity funds. We did almost every show that we do on Jesus Rocks, JesusRocksLive.com, is about mentioning this in some capacity. So I encourage you to check that out. And keep in mind, 90,000 children a month go missing in this country. 50,000 Americans, 40,000 illegal alien children go missing. And if you know a child, they can't exist on their own. So 90,000. So just picture a huge football stadium at the Super Bowl filled with little children go missing every single month. Poof. And it's because of everything that I just told you. Nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to give a crap about that. So Liz, we got 2 minutes, and I know that you got to go. You got to go to work. You got to go deal with a bunch of demons down there in the pits of hell, which is called the capital of Arizona. That's where the demons. Live and reign and walk the hallways. So I'll let you take the 2 minutes and do what you got to do with it.
I'm speechless. I myself don't want to admit that these crimes against humanity actually happen, but they do. They do. I don't know to what extent. I want the receipts. I want the people who are involved in this to be put away. We also have Chris Mays as our attorney general instead of Abe Hamadeh. Now, that vote differential is just a couple hundred, but Abe Hamadeh would be prosecuting these people right now. But instead, we got Attorney General Chris Mays here in Arizona, who she wants to go after the people who threaten election workers. And, you know, Adrian Fontes, he's the current Secretary of State. I had his people in my office last week, and I asked his group, can you please give me, like, show me what the threats coming through are? You know, let me see if I know anyone who's written one, and I can get on them and say, what were you thinking? The problem is that the good patriots, they're not writing. I do not believe that the good patriots are writing these threats. We stay away from them. We don't. I mean, someone sent them orange jumpsuits at some point, which I mean, I see the humor in that. I don't see that as being a massive threat. But anyway, you know, when I get off this interview, I'm going to go ask my assistant to please remind the Secretary of State's office that I want to see this evidence. I mean, I want to see what it is that they're talking about. And then what's the other thing they want to go after? Carrie Lake did a tweet on signatures. You know, mismatched signatures. And that came out of the Arizona Senate. It was a Senate committee hearing. And instead of going after, again, the people that you speak about, Michelle, the nefarious actors, we want to go after Carrie Lake for displaying signatures. And I know that's a taboo subject, but anyway, the signatures, the insertion of ballots, everything that happens with our elections, not only here in the state of Arizona, but in your state too. Your state may just not have been targeted in 2020 or 2022, but that's not to say it's not going to be targeted in 2024. So I think that pretty much wraps up my 2 minutes. If you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Vote Liz Harris, Facebook, Telegram, Truth Social. Reach out to me. I'd love your support. And if today you can contact the Arizona legislature, no matter who it is, just tell them no budget without new voter laws that really put the integrity into our elections.
Awesome. Thank you, Liz, so much. Have a great day at the Capitol, the Demon Center of Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. We'll be right after the break.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Right now with Ann Vandersteel.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hello, I'm Steve Stern, CEO of Flagshirt.com, a third-generation, veteran-owned small business. I believe that the American way of life is for all of us. I'm asking you today to visit flagshirt.com. Help keep the American dream alive. Be a flag waver. Carry a nation's heritage. Use coupon code HOME10 for 10% off site-wide and buy a flag shirt today.
Yeah. So you see all the awesome commercials from those awesome products. That is our marketplace. So I'm adding more to them, but basically I'm trying to, what I've done is I have put on there patriotic products, patriotic companies, patriotic people who own the companies, or perhaps small business owners, because we want you guys to support one another. As I was mentioning that before, when I was talking about the Save My Freedom, savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us, it's our movement, because I want I want people to be able to support like-minded people. I want you to be able to hire them. I want you to be able to buy and sell each other's products, because that's how you can actually stop some of the insanity and the censorship and take away the power from people who have abused it and who are against you, right? Like DirecTV took off Newsmax, right? Plus they took off, I think, did they take off OAN? I don't remember, it's been a while. So why do I have DirecTV? Why am I giving them like $120 a month for the 45 TVs that I have in this house that I shouldn't be watching this trash anyway? Turn off Fox News. Turn off Fox News, people. So, you know, it takes a little bit of an effort to do a little bit of homework, to go to alternative products and services rather than the Amazons, the DirecTVs, you know, CenturyLink, things like that, or whatever it is that you're going to get your services from, or Verizon, right, the phones. The marketplace that we have is designed to try to make that easier for you. So Mammoth Nation is on there, which is awesome. You want to pull up some of those, so we could show people what's on them, because I know that this is new to the Bishop Leon Benjamin audience. So basically, you've got a lot of great products and services. So Z-Stack, which Ann Vandersteel is a good friend of the show. She is the chair of the Zelenko Foundation, and she's also the Zelenko Pro, and the new show that's here on Brighteon.tv. She's going to be doing that in the evenings. I think it's going to be after my show on Fridays, but it's 5 days a week. So it's probably 7, 8. I think it's at 8 o'clock p.m. You'll have to check that out because she's doing some promos now. But anyway, this is the immune boosting system. So that's, you need these things in your life because they're coming at you, because you might not get the COVID, right? Because it's not even a thing, fake COVID, that's political propaganda pandemic. But there's other things that they are doing to you to make you sick or not feel good. They're doing the chemtrails. You got the stuff in the air. If you don't believe me, look up. Go ahead and look up for once, not at the fake CCP balloon. That was our balloon. I guarantee you it wasn't the CCP. Well, CCP and the USA are the same thing now. Thank you very much. So yeah, look up, look at the clouds. We've been watching here in Arizona. They manipulate the weather. This is all real stuff that they do. So they're poisoning your foods. Why do you think that they have all these food plants that are poof, go up into flames, and processing plants, and cattle ranches, and bird flu, bull, and egg shortages, all that stuff. That's all by design, so that you have to eat crickets, and you can't afford to pay for any of the food, and they want to have shortages, so they can have control, so you can be a slave. So, make a long story short on that, you need to boost your immune system, people. I know that I actually got sick in December, and, I didn't get a booger during the COVID, which is supposed to be the deadliest thing on the planet. So then 2.5 years later, I actually kind of got my ass kicked. But you know what? It was because, and I'm thinking, because I don't leave the house, right? So I'm thinking, okay. And I'm not really around a lot of people, so I'm not around germs, if that's even a thing. Then I was outside. I went into the mall for like 20 minutes. And I'm telling you, when I walked in, I was like, oh my God. And I actually felt nauseous and sick. So I got out of there in like 20 minutes. And then I was outside. I was riding my bike for 30 minutes. And then the next day I didn't feel good. And the next day I literally, like somebody punched me in the face and kicked me in the head. Outside. Chemtrails. Do the math. So my point is, you need to boost your immune system. And Zeb Zelenko, the Z-Stack product, is excellent because it has all of the ingredients that you need in there. Plus, you know, your regular vitamins that you're doing, but the supplements are great. And I priced them out separately, and they were 3 times as much than what they have managed to put into these capsules in it. With our promo code HOME, which most of the promo codes are HOME, and all that's on the website, the marketplace, it's like 50-some bucks. Yeah, for a 30-day supply. You can't go wrong. But these are things you got to think about, because this is the world you live in now. So the rest of the show is what I'm kind of just going to throw down some stuff for you. So it's been a while since I've been a guest on the show. Well, let me give you the website first. So I put the marketplace tab on SaveMyFreedom.us because it's so much easier if I just give you one website to go to. One website, SaveMyFreedom.us. That is Substack, right? But it also on the top, there's headers, just like a regular website. And it says Marketplace. So click there and go look. Just go look before you click on that Amazon or you buy something from a big demon, big box store, you know, like a Walmart or a whatever. There you go. Thank you, Hunter, very much. So see on the top, it's just like a regular website. So this is a working show. My show is a working show. So I don't sit down anymore. See, that's that chair that I have. Well, actually, it's focused on the screen. So up on the top right, it's see where it says back? It goes, it's a little arrow on what side? On it's opposite land. So I'm so confused. Wait, it's this finger. So it's on the side of the website. It's opposite when you're on TV, guys. There you go. So right there, it says back. Thank you. Look at that. Hunter is, he's not feeling well today, but he's doing a great job, everybody. So it's a marketplace. You're going to click on that. So just past the social media on the tab there. You click on the marketplace. Well, I think I put it on there. Shop the marketplace. Right. There you go. See, we're showing you how to do it. So all of the products and services are on here. And there's so many more that you need to check out, like Mammoth Nation. And they even have the Z-Sack for kids. And so go check those out. Right. And then what we're also doing, too, is 2 to 20% of your total purchase. We're going to be donating that back to, I said vets, pets, kids, and freedom groups. But I'm going to kind of focus a little bit more on the freedom groups. And I might actually, depending on if we find the right children's, and we shouldn't use kids, remember, because we did that whole show on, Lucy at Jesus Rocks did that whole show where she broke the knees to me. That goat doesn't mean greatest of all times. It's part of the Baphomet. Which is this satanic, I love you, Satan, which that's I love you in sign language. Helen Keller was a eugenist, communist, and I don't want to say Satanist, but this is what she chose for I love you, and this is I love you, Satan. So it doesn't matter, thumb in, thumb out, right? And then Arizona, we've got like the pitchfork thing. Boy, doesn't that kind of look that? And we have a new logo here in AmeriCorruption County, and it looks like a cross between a middle finger, the pitchfork and the symbol from Baphomet. I didn't pull up the picture. I'm going to actually put that into the queue to show you guys what that is. I'm going to do that on my show because it's really, really important. And so greatest of all time does not mean, or goat does not mean greatest of all times. So it's symbolic for Satan, demons. It's all these things, these satanic symbols are all over the place. So that's the things I know that you're like thinking, oh, Michelle, I don't want to watch a show called Jesus Rocks. I don't know if you should say that. But really, I want you to just tune in a couple episodes. What I did on Wednesday, and I'm going to jump around a little bit, everybody. I'm going to jump around a little bit because I only have 11 minutes. And I haven't been on Leon's show since August. So it's been a while and so much has happened since then. Again, my flag is upside down. And everybody should put their flag upside down. And that doesn't mean that you are rebelling against the country. Well, if it's the administration, yes, because everything that they do, I disagree with. This is means your country's in distress. And your country's in distress. So that's what that actually means. And our country is in distress. So Liz was talking a little bit about the election integrity and the problems in Arizona and our stolen election. And if you tuned in any of the shows, I'll give you a recap if you haven't. So on the election, I was an election judge. I didn't want to do it. It's just that I was sick and tired of listening to Ron McDaniel and Cleta Mitchell go on the war room telling everybody that they need poll watchers and poll workers and to sign up and to do your part. But they didn't tell you where to go, where to sign up, what the difference was between the two of them. So I was sick and tired of listening to them and them not giving take action, true take action items for people. So I called up the RNC and that was, it's no wonder. I mean, they don't got it going on, people. Let's just leave it at that, right? So, but I did make some headway and then I called over to the county. Boy, that was an interesting phone call. I got a hold of one lady. It was awesome. And then the second lady, I think she was a supervisor. And I said, I have no desire to do this. I'm just doing it to get the information so I could tell people the truth, tell the audience, tell them what needs to be done. But you'll put my name on the list anyway. She goes, okay, well, we don't have, and I said, but it has to be in my area, right? Because I'm not going to go drive like an hour away in order to go. I keep looking because I'm hearing sounds. So those of you that know, We've had some issues with people coming in to my house because I have a big mouth and I keep, Jesus. Okay, it's just, I'm on the air. So, and if you've watched my shows before, I've said this. People have come into my house to just kind of give me a little heads up and a little warning. And I mentioned this too. They took, as always, an election judge, ended up being an election judge, right? I got a call 15 minutes after. I'm jumping around, I know. But, I just want to bring this full circle. When we're circle back socking right now. So I got a call back from them. They said they were full. They didn't have anything. 15 minutes later, I got a call back and they said, Michelle, I've got two spots for you to be in either an election judge or a marshal. And they're both 6 minutes from your house. And I went, oh, I don't have a choice. I have to practice what I preach. I have to not talk the talk. I have to walk the walk. That's just why, as you saw before, there's a chair back there. So what happened with that is I said, I can't expect people and tell them to stand up, speak up, and show up and join us. And I'm sitting in a chair and I'm telling you to stand up, right? So I said, okay, I'm not going to sit in the chair until we get things back on track. And this was in August. So I've been standing up since then. And then, of course, the election. Then I turned the flag upside down. And then I realized my hat was dirty because I'm grassroots on the ground and throwing in some sweat equity. And I said, all right, well, here's the deal. I'm not going to turn the flag up, right side up, and I'm not going to clean my dirty white hat, just kind of, I don't even know what color it is right now, and I'm not going to sit in that chair until you ban the machines and you resolve the election in Arizona. Either you need to decertify it or do another election, because Arizona is, like I said, I'm jumping around with you guys. So as I was an elections judge, my I did say this on my show, which is Everything Home on Fridays here on Brighttown.tv at 7 p.m. I did say that, you know what, it's going to be so nice on the 9th, because it's our shows are all about business, life, and community. And I said, how awesome is it going to be on the 9th to just focus on business and life? We could talk some marketing stuff. We can talk things like that. And we could put community kind of on the back burner because we've been really hardcore about Arizona, the community, the machines, banning the machines, and going deep into politics, which I call life. It's not politics. People go, Michelle, this just shows political. I said, no, it's not. It's about life. So so you think Jesus is political? You think getting involved in your community is political? See, that's the problem. They want to label everything as, oh, that's politics. No, because if you remember, in 2020, when they shut down your business, they shut down your churches, they shut down your schools, told you need to wear some sort of a facial diaper on your face. Doesn't do anything. That's satanic. Okay, that's a satanic symbol. That's a satanic ritual. 6 feet apart. Mask. Okay. So they control everything. They control your life. Remember, the purpose of government is to destroy your life. That's what they do. And they're really good at it. And they're doing a really great job right now. So once you realize that they control everything, they control your business, your life, your schools, your kids, what you can, where you can worship, what you can say, First Amendment gone. You're lucky you got the second still, but they're coming after that. So once you realize that is not politics, that's life, then maybe you will get more involved within the community. So anyway, make a long story short, after the election, and I was focusing on door number three, the infamous door number three, because that's where the ballots were going, and they had the bags of ballots that were leaving the building. Didn't get to count anything. I was just supposed to sign a sticker. There's no security, no nothing. And, you know, it's the old fashioned, let's go ahead and exchange. I got a black bag. The drug dealer's got a black bag. Mine's got money. His got drugs. We meet. I put my black bag down. He puts his black bag down. I pick up his black bag because I got the drugs. He picks up my black bag because he needs my money. And we go our separate ways. Old fashioned swap, right? So I'm saying, hey, I don't know if that happened, but it could. But this is importante. So I was introduced to an attorney by the name of Leo D'Onofrio. He's in New Jersey. You can catch him on Twitter. It's just put in Leo D'Onofrio, D-O-N-O-F-R-I-O. Follow him. You can follow me because I tweet his stuff. We've been working together. Probably now we're about 180 hours in together, working on everything that happened with the election. And on my show Friday, episode 452, which I am going to add some things to it this morning, since I'm in show mode, I'm here in the studio today. So I'm going to add the exhibits so you can see that at the very end of the show. And I was thinking of doing an intro, but I think I'm just going to let it stand on its own. We're going to do another follow-up. So I listen to it again today, and it's really perfect. So I encourage you to watch that. And I'm also going to do a marathon of it where I'm going to just loop it all day, because what we have discovered is how the election was actually stolen, utilizing the machines and an anomaly, which is a known issue, a glitch in the tabulators, which are the machines. That is a known issue from Dominion. That's satanic too, Dominion. Dominion, right? Like control of the kingdom kind of thing. So it is a known issue, kind of like a recall, right? And they sent out notification to all of their customers and all the districts that use their machines in February of 2022 to let them know, hey, there's this problem. So if you do this at the end of the night, you can catch it. And you'll be able to resolve the issue because you're comparing certain numbers, whether they are people that had checked in, the number on the actual machine, and then the numbers that are generated inside that are on an actual tape, just like you push the button. It's like a calculator, right? You have your tape of results of what are you adding, subtracting, multiplying. It's very simple, right? So they issued that notice. Well, so it's like a recall of a car. So they're letting you know, hey, dude, the brakes don't work. So you need to come in and then we're going to fix the brakes. So Mayor Corruption County, the elections department, somebody in there said, oh, well, we like to drive cars that don't have brakes. So we are going to ignore your recall, your notification called a PAN, product administration notice, something or other. You'll see it in today's show, episode 452. That's what I'm going to redo today and play that on the loop. And you can catch that if you go to savemyfreedom.us, then you could click social media, right? And then it'll be on the social media platforms where we stream, which is Twitter and pilled.net and The Getter and DLive, Rumble, and Cloud Hub. The rest have been kicked off. Go figure, right? So what they decided to do was not use the solution that was provided, the suggestion by the company who told you, we have a problem, Houston. The numbers on the front keep going up. The numbers inside don't. So your numbers aren't going to match. So what that means is you're going to have a bunch of ballots that are in the machine that aren't being counted, okay? That aren't being counted. Let me let that sit in. So you have, so we thought that the ballots were in door number 3. They're in door number 1 because they actually went through the tabulator. They didn't get kicked out. They're in there. So you thought that they counted, but when the actually numbers that they used to tally the people's votes, the candidates' votes, they use the information on the insides of the machine that come out on that tape. You know, remember that calculator tape. So Leo does a great job of explaining that in episode 451 or 452, which I'm gonna reset it up here shortly. So I want you to watch that because the fraud is revealed. And here's the thing. It is in all their own words. Again, remember I said, focus on the policies and procedures. Don't go down the roads of the what ifs or what we think is that. Just use their own words, use their own documents, use their own process and procedures. And even though demons are nefarious, and this is a nefariously brilliant plan that they had, they slip up. But you just got to catch them because they get so emboldened that that's what they do. And they did. So go check that out. Pull up. And I know I'm kind of over. So anyway, February 21st is the election date because it's election season. You have until the 21st to vote for Bishop Leon Benjamin. He's the guy who's going to get things back in the right direction for Virginia. So I encourage you to tell your friends, call your friends and get them. I think he's in CD4, if you guys call it CD or District 4. So go ahead and get the word out and get people to show up. And then we have to get rid of these machines because without you cannot have a country. You can have a country, you can have machines, you can't have both. That's from Tina Peters. So go join us at savemyfreedom.us. Watch the show today and pray, plan, take action, right? It's all about business, life, and community. Stand up, speak up, show up, and join us. SaveMyFreedom.us. I'm going to pull a little U.S. right here. SaveMyFreedom.us. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Stay tuned. Watch us on Friday. I think I'm going to have Leon back. Ooh.